Hi. I didn't think you'd be home so early. I am sorry, I haven't made dinner. What? I'm not crying. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm just I'm not lying. I am I'm just it's nothing. It's fine. I'm fine. We're fine. So okay, maybe I'm a bit not fine, but there is no point talking about it because that would just make things worse, so let's just pretend that. No, don't. Fine. It's nothing. I'm being stupid. It's fine. I'm overreacting. Everything is fine between us. And why did I say that? Darling, just sit down. I'll put the dinner on and then, you know, we can have a nice evening because you're home early. And it's been a while since we spent time together, so. I don't want to talk about it. It's not important. Like I said, we haven't spent time together in so long. I don't want to ruin it by Fine. If you want to talk about it, let's talk about it. I mean, that's perfect. Let's talk about it. So, why am I crying? I'm crying because I'm losing you. And that makes me sad. And so I cry. So, good talk. Why do I think I'm losing you? Is that a serious question? Oh, it is. It's a serious question. That's wow. Okay. Well, we spend no time together. I hardly see you. You don't seem to care about me anymore. I mean, I know you're busy. I get that you're busy, but you seem to have time for everyone else, but not me. And I know I'm selfish. I get that. I'm acting like a child. But I'm your wife, and I don't feel like your wife. How long have I felt like this? Months? I mean, when was the last time we sat down to dinner together? You can't even remember, can you? It's been that long. When was the last time you called me from work? And I mean actually called me, not had your secretary call me. Been a while. Oh, I'm being unfair. I mean, you do call every day to say that you'll be late. I didn't want to talk about this. Because I know exactly how this goes. This will make it worse. Oh, of course it will. Because before, I could lie to myself. I could pretend that you didn't know what was happening. That you were just busy at work. That you were just spread too thin. But now I don't get to do that because I love you so much, and I feel lonely. I miss you. And I don't mean the cute miss you when you go to work and, oh, I'm so glad you're home. I mean, we'll be lying in bed next to each other and I'm lonely. Even when you're here, you're not really here. I miss you. What? Why didn't I say something? When was I meant to say something? Was I perhaps meant to call you at work? Darling, I miss you. Do you still love me? Do you? Do I really have to ask? Well, yes. I know you're busy. You're super busy. Work is insane. I know you have all these other commitments. I get that. I do. I just... I feel that there's this distance between us. There's this space. And it's getting bigger. And... darling, that is... So, none of this is true. None of what I'm saying is... Oh, it's not like that. It's not like that. You're just really busy and never home and you never have time for me. It's totally not like that. Oh, I should have said something. So you love me, do you? You love me. But I have to be the one to say something. I mean, even though you love me so much, I have to be the one to say something. You couldn't spare me an evening. You couldn't spare me a moment of your day to call and say that you love me. This is the first time you've said it in months. You say it to me every morning, do you? When I'm asleep, when I can't hear you. Oh, I hate to tell you, if I don't hear it, it doesn't really count. Oh, you didn't realize how bad things were. And that is part of the whole problem. But it's not just you. This isn't just on you, it's also on me, because you're right. You are absolutely right. I should have said something. I should have been honest. I should have said something, but I didn't, which is, I just don't know how it got this bad. I know you're busy, I know you are, I just want a bit of you, I just want the smallest bit of you, because I'm so lonely and I miss you. I miss the way you kiss me, the way you say my name, the way you hold me. And asking for it isn't the same. I want you to want to hold me. I want you to say the words without me nagging you into it, because I don't want to be that wife that nags you all the time, but I need you to meet me halfway. I am so sad right now. I spend my evenings waiting for you to come home. And when you do, you either go straight into the study to do more work, or you go to bed because it's ridiculously late and you got dinner at the office. I stopped cooking. I mean, what was the point? Because it just went to waste. It just went cold. And I stopped trying. I admit, I should have said something earlier. I shouldn't have let it get this bad. Neither should you. Yes, I would like a hug. Oh, I've missed this. I've missed you. I know, I know. I'm sorry too. I'm sorry, I just... I know you're busy, I do. And I don't want to nag, and I don't want to be demanding, but I need you too. I need you. I know right now it's impossible for you to come home on time every night. I know it's impossible for you to not. Right now, life is insane. I know that, but I just want a bit of you. Please. I need it. I need to feel loved. I know you love me. I know you do. I do. I know that, but I need to feel it. I need you to show me. Wake me up before you go. Kiss me goodbye. Don't just tell me you love me when I'm asleep. Call me from work. Just anything. You know, no one ever told me that love would be complicated. But I should have known. Being an adult is complicated and emotions are messy, so. No, it's fine. I think we just needed to talk to say this. I needed to say this. You needed to hear it. And I just needed to know that you still love me. I don't know. We could talk about it. I mean, actually talk. Because that's what we need. We need to talk. We need to communicate. Because we haven't been doing much of that recently. I love you so much. You are my absolute favorite person in the world. You mean so much to me. I love you. Of course you can kiss me, you idiot. Oh, I missed your kisses. I know you're right there. We'll get free of this, right? I love you. There's nothing to cook. No, there is nothing in the fridge, nothing in the cupboards. Like I said, I stopped cooking. We could get pizza or Chinese. Okay, let's get Chinese. And we can talk. And, I love you. Yes, I love. Another kiss. Mm. I missed you. You're right here. I know. You're right here.